our third year of doing total joint replacements as outpatient surgery. Many people don't know this operation can be performed on an outpatient basis. If you're in need of a total knee replacement or a total hip replacement surgery, I would encourage you to give us a call. You will be directed to me and we'll determine if you're qualified for this surgery. Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have assembled a team of specially trained and highly skilled staff that provides you the convenience of having surgery performed safely outside the hospital setting. Learn more about us online at newkneereplacement.com. That's newkneereplacement.com.
Don't miss Macy's 48-hour sale. With 50 to 80% savings and limited time specials, save 60% on kids' tees, shorts, jeans, and more. Take 30 to 50% off shoes and sandals for her. Men's suits, separates, dress shirts, and more are 50 to 70% off. Bras and shapewear, 50 to 60% off. And save 50 to 60% on dresses, tops, and more. Friday and Saturday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Star Rewards now offers benefits everyone can enjoy, no matter how you pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Exactly. And that we are here. You can get in 654-7627. Deb O'Sweeney, the star of the ACC kickoff event. Deb O'Sweeney and Mitch Hyde and Cleland Farrell. But Deb O'Sweeney, really the star of the event. It's pretty obvious. You know, they saved the best for last, and I think everybody recognizes it. And look, right now, Clemson is the ACC. They're the face of the ACC. They're the face of the league. Dabo Sweeney represents all of that, and I think you're seeing that at the ACC kickoff event. I see this strange tweet from some woman named Kate Calloway, who has something to do with SPEC News CNY and covers Syracuse. She wrote, Dabo Sweeney on stage right now at ACC kickoff. Clemson sounds like they will be no joke this year. Cuse will play them on their turf September 29th. When has Clemson been a joke, Kate? I mean, you're just figuring that out? Have you, like, missed the playoffs the last 3 years? You like, following football at the end of the season at all? I don't know. It just struck me as odd just sitting here reading through some of the social media tweets about Dabo Sweeney and the event and all that. Texas says, that was awesome, Mrs. Ramona. There you go. Or Ms. Ramona. There you go.
Thank you. No, I can't speak.
Yeah, see, that's what happens. See, now you learn. Now you learn. You know, it's interesting. I heard Kwok and Kelly on my way in here, and they were interviewing Bobby Petrino. And I don't think this is just a me thing. I think this is an everybody thing. When you hear the name Bobby Petrino, what do you first think or see in your mind?
You asking me?
Everybody.
Motorcycle crash.
Yeah. I mean, when I hear the name Bobby Petrino now, the only image that comes to mind is him in that neck brace with his face bright red from being scratched on the tar.
Yeah, or being investigated.
No, but that's what comes to mind. The first thing, you can talk about all this other stuff. The first thing that comes to mind is that image of his tar face and with the neck brace. That's what you see. Right. I mean, people on the text line saying, well, Bobby Petrino in the neck brace. It's the first thing you think of. It's unavoidable. It look, there's his legacy. I mean, that's what he carries with him. I mean, it doesn't matter where he goes. You know, it's like Marv Albert. You know, right. I mean, the texters are all saying neck brace, neck brace, neck brace.
Marv Albert, he's the one, well, I don't know. Is he the one with this... Wore the stockings or whatever the stuff.
Woman's underwear.
Woman underwear.
Marv
yeah.
Albert.
Yeah.
You know, even today, all these years removed from that, and I like Marv Albert. Always respected him as a commentator. Still do. But, you know, even today, you almost want to, like, rip over, you know, if you're doing a game with him, you'd almost want to lean over and rip the top of his shirt open to see if he's wearing a bra.
What about, okay, I got one for you. Mike Price.
Yeah, Mike Price, I think D. Snyder stripper. You know, if it's like word association.
Yeah. See,
this is when you know something's going.
I bet I could do that.
Yeah.
Because I remember circumstance more than names, and I think that stuff pops into my head more than their stats.
You know, that's what you think about. You know, it's like it's unfortunate for these individuals because they were really good at their respective professions. But nonetheless, when I think of Marv Albert, I think of this guy wore women's undergarments. When I think of Bobby Petrino, I think of tar face, bright red tar face and the neck brace. And there's the picture. People sending me the picture. That's him. That's what I think of. I mean, that's the image that comes to mind. It's unfortunate because... Right. Texas says, Petrino, image one, neck brace, runner-up, Arkansas intro with pig call. Oh, yeah, that was a classic. We talk about disingenuous.
Is he the one about the hat?
Yeah.
Got the girl that fired
guy,
about
yeah,
the hat.
That guy going to Arkansas and doing the pig suey call the hogs was one of the most disingenuous things ever. Yeah, and then he got PO'd at the woman reporter who was from Florida, who dared to wear her old Florida baseball cap to the press conference. He hated that. Most disingenuous guy calling
her
out.
And that was at Arkansas, right?
Yeah. Meanwhile.
So didn't he get her fired or something?
Yeah. Meanwhile, look, he was already looking for, you know, an exit strategy. You know, he's there calling the hogs at the same time. He's probably got his agent trying to see if he can find a better job. Because Bobby Petrino was always looking for greener grass. That's who he is. You know, Bobby's always looking for greener grass. Speaking of which, he hired the ultimate gypsy in Brian Van Gorder. Van Gorder is his defensive coordinator. Brian Van Gorder is the ultimate gypsy. I mean, I don't know why anybody would hire Van Gorder. I don't get it. I mean, I don't even pretend to understand why anybody would hire Van Gorder. Van Gorder, there's something wrong with Van Gorder. Let me do this.
Who's the one that lives in the basement?
No, that's Bud Foster.
That's
a different issue.
Okay.
But let me just do this for you to just show you an example. Let's see. Come on, cooperate. All right, here we go. Brian Van Gorder. See, why anyone would hire this cat is beyond me. Here's his coaching resume.
Okay, I'm ready.
1981, West Bloomfield, Mississippi High School. 1982, Boca Raton, Florida Academy. 1984 to 87, American Heritage. 1988, Boca Raton Community. 1989 and 90, Grand Valley State linebacker coach. 1991, Grand Valley State defensive coordinator. 1992, Wayne State, Michigan. 1995, UCF linebackers. 1997, UCF assistant head coach, D.C. 1998, Central Michigan. 2000, Western Illinois. 2001 to 2004, Georgia. 2005, Jacksonville Jaguars linebacker. 2006, Georgia Southern. 2007, Atlanta Falcons linebacker. 2008 to 11, that's a long stay, Atlanta Falcons, D.C. 2012, Auburn, D.C. 2013, New York Jets linebacker. 2014, Notre Dame defensive coordinator. I mean, 2016, Georgia DA, 2017, Oklahoma State, 2018, Louisville. Why would anybody hire that guy?
He doesn't stay long enough for them to put the plaque on his door.
Look, this guy, I mean, I don't know what his deal is. I mean, if you didn't know better, you'd think somebody's looking for this guy. You know what I mean?
Oh.
If you didn't know better, you that's what you would think. Because...
Every time you start to get to know him, he has to leave.
I mean, you know darn well this guy's renting. I mean, he's not buying anything. Right? Texas says, is he running from the law? I have no idea. All I know is I know this guy's history. And I know he's in a place for a year. That's what he does. He goes to a place for a year. So why would anybody hire him? So I don't know. Just this word association thing. Marv Albert, women's underwear, Bobby Petrino, tar face, red face, neck brace, and who else did we say?
Mike Price.
Oh, yeah. Mike Price, D. Snyder stripper.
Pac-Man Jones shot himself in the foot.
Well, but look, the unfortunate thing is this. These guys all have ability. You know, I mean, Bobby Petrino, I have always said this. He's one of the truly bright offensive minds in the history of the game. Bobby Petrino can coach offense. You know, as Kelly and Kwok correctly pointed out, his offense averaged 38 points a game last year, and Petrino thinks they're going to be better on offense this year in listening to that interview. And I'm not surprised at that. Led by Puma Pass, his new quarterback, Puma. And we'll see how that all works out. I mean, the issue obviously has been defense. And despite what Bobby said with Kelly and Kwok, I think they have serious defensive questions. And I don't think Van Gorder on his one-year situation would hire him. Texas says, I bet you South Carolina would hire him. No. No, in fact, didn't South Carolina try and hire him? Am I mistaken?
Oh, they went through a long interview process, didn't they?
I think South Carolina had thought they hired him at one point.
Or there was a lot of rumor while they were hiring that other dude. There was a lot of rumors.
Then he was gone from that, too. I mean, this is a hard guy to even hire. You know, it's like you're in the interview process. He's like, man, I got to go.
Yeah. It's like, we'll like to offer you the job. Oh, I'm sorry.
I can't talk now. I have somebody else to talk to.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking of taking this job, though, if you offer it to me. But I got to go. But I'm interviewing later today with my prospective next employer. I'll take this job. I'll take this job you offered to me, but later today I had another interview.
I'm going to sleep on your couch.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's just a strange staff to me. I don't know. It's just a very strange staff. But again, I mean, Bob Petrino is a an offensive genius. I mean, there's no denying that. And I'm sure that, look, down through the years, back when he was at the SEC, when he was an offensive coordinator, when he was at Louisville the first time, I mean, he always made a difference in his quarterback play. He's always a guy who's believed in balanced offense. You know, that's something I'm not sure that was addressed, but he's a guy who's always believed that you have to be able to run the football. He believes in that. He believes in offensive balance, but he's a creative guy. And, you know, in terms of his acumen, I have never debated his acumen. You know, I said he need to hire somebody to watch him. You know, and he's good in those interviews. He's good in the interview process. I mean, he's a, you know, he, but you still wonder, you know, you still wonder. And of course, he's a guy who's a lot like Van Gorder in that he's always looking for greener grass. You know, I mean, think of the whole incident at the airport and everything else. I mean, look, this is who he is. I mean, the way he left the Falcons. I mean, Bobby Petrino and Van Gorder, you know, in a way, that's a match made in heaven.
They have somebody to hang out with they're going.
Yeah, if I was you, Louisville, if I was in your position, I'd already be looking for my next coaches. Because these two guys, one way or another, are not going to be there long. I just don't know. It just seems to me, you know, just think if you're a regular employer, right? And you're not talking football. You're just talking,
right.
You run some business somewhere, all right? You run a burger restaurant, right? And somebody comes into you and they have their resume, and their resume shows that they've had, like, you know, 25 jobs in 25 years.
Yeah, that's actually worse.
Are you hiring them?
No, that's actually worse because it's a dependability issue.
Right. No one is going to hire that guy because, well, I mean, in all honesty, it's like there's something wrong with you. I mean, again, I'm not saying you are, but it looks like you're running. I mean, there's something. And even if that's not the case, it's that you can't put down roots. You can't commit to anything. There's like something wrong. I mean, it's just strange. It's strange that a guy every single year is looking for a different job. It doesn't matter what job he has. I mean, this guy has had every conceivable type of coaching job, but isn't interested in keeping any of them. I mean, he's coached for multiple NFL teams. He's not interested in keeping those. Matt in the big brown truck says Tiger Moving should name a truck Van Gorder. Exactly. Exactly. The Van Gorder truck. It's our busiest truck. It runs all the time. Exactly right. I mean, look, again, every single year. 2005, Jacksonville. 2006, Georgia Southern. 2007, Atlanta. I mean, you know, 2012, Auburn. 2013, Jets. 2014, Notre Dame. I mean, are you kidding me? This is really what Van Gorder is known for. And again, it's a shame because Brian Van Gorder's heyday was 2001 to 2004 when he was a defensive coordinator, linebackers coach at Georgia. That was his heyday. Everything else from that point on has been downhill. Just ask. Let me tell you about the Husqvarna lineup of automatic robotic mowers from our friends at Easley Lawn and Garden. The concept comes straight out of nature. It's the principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut the most minute amount, and it's cut constantly. Like the first month, you'll run it all the time. It doesn't cost you really anything. And it's the most amazing technology I've ever seen. I have seen it in practice. This thing goes up hills, down hills, around objects. When the battery starts running low, it takes itself back to the port and recharges. It comes in six different sizes based on your size of your parcel of land. And the technology, the functional ability of it is astonishing. You see, we all shock our grass when we cut it, and that's why our grass all looks like crap. But here, what you have is it cuts the most minute amount. It never shocks the grass. The result is the thickest, most luxurious green lawn humanly possible. And just think, you don't have to do your lawn anymore. You know, I mean, I heard Robbie Caldwell the other day saying he loves cutting grass and loves weeding. Good, man. Come to my house. Come to my house, Robbie. Because I hate it. And let me tell you something. This is the greatest thing ever, ever. If you're tired of it, if you want the perfect lawn, if you want your lawn to be the centerpiece of your whole neighborhood, you need to get to Easley Lawn and Garden and ask about the Husqvarna Automatic Robotic Mower. I've never seen anything like it. Sales went from like 100,000 to 1 million from year one to year two. People are catching on. We've had people already who have written us and talked about they got it. They love it. It's the greatest thing ever. Again, it's at Easley Lawn and Garden, veteran-owned for nearly 40 years, family-owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Go see him today. Tell him I sent you. Walter Petula Road Rage, quick break. Looper's up first. You can get in. 654-7627. I'll be back.
When it comes to filling your prescriptions, time is of the essence. At Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson and Corner Drugstore in Pickens, there are no hassles having your prescriptions transferred or filled. They'll gladly do that for you. They can contact your medical provider or former pharmacy and take all the worry out of your hands. All you have to do is pick it up. No hassle prescriptions at Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson and Corner Drugstore in Pickens. Small town feel, big time service.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Hi, I'm Daniel Murdoch from Ed Murdoch Superstores. Thanks to everyone that came into Ed Murdoch's and bought last month. We're celebrating the best month in sales we've ever had at the dealership. At Ed Murdoch Superstores, there's always a Murdoch on the lot. Matthew, Brian, Johnny, and I'm saving the best for last, myself, Daniel Murdoch. Make sure you ask for me when you come in. I'll make sure Dad gives you the best deal. We have a ton of inventory, new and used. We offer Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford. Our service department and body shop are also incredible. If you wreck it, we can fix it. Currently, we have three Jeep models under 20 grand, 2018 Cherokees, Renegades, and Compasses, along with special incentives on all the other vehicles we've got on the lot. Come see any of the Murdochs and our team at Ed Murdoch Superstores, but especially me, Daniel Murdoch. Our family has been in business for almost 30 years. We'll make sure you are treated like family. Exit 173 off of I-85 in Livonia, Georgia, just across the Georgia line. We're at EdMurdochSuperstores.com. If you didn't buy it from Ed Murdoch's, you probably paid too much.
As people who love the outdoors, we stand for the traditions we inherited and that we must pass on. At Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, we stand together for you. Check out our Shooting Sports Classic for great deals on great gear, including instant savings of up to $150 when you purchase any new in-stock gun, plus free seminars and giveaways. Go online to learn more. Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Your adventure starts here.
With the Capital One Quicksilver card, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. It's easy. That's just the way I like it.
Oh, that's the way, I like it, That's the way, I like it,
Woo! The Quicksilver card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
That's the way,
Capital One Bank, USANA.
Thank you.
Here is what a satisfied Aquapool Care customer had to say.
I was going to put the pool in horizontal as the architect suggested. Richard suggested vertical from his experience because he thought it'd give me more landscaping options, and he was spot on.
If you want your pool installed by Aquapool Care, give them a call at 437-8362 or email Richard Bishop at rbishop@aquapoolcarellc.com.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. By the way, I thought Mitch Hyatt and Cleland Farrell represented Clemson in fine fashion. Cleland seemed to be enjoying himself. Mitch, maybe not so much. In fact, I think Kwok asked Mitch on the last question, which was also on my drive here, if he was having fun, enjoying the process. And Mitch said, I don't know if he said not really, or I think it was like that. I think his answer was something like not really. And that's an honest answer. Look, not everybody's comfortable in those type of situations. And I think that was an honest answer. And I sort of found that refreshing. But I thought both young men represented the program well. And I thought they both handled themselves very well. I thought, you know, it's interesting. You know, Cleland talked initially about all the practice battles he's had with Mitch Hyatt. I remember that going way back to spring of his first year. You know, I think that there's no question those two guys have had a positive history, a history that's made both of them better. And Mitch later talked about the same element that, you know, one day he'll get the best of him and think that, you know, that he has them figured out. And the next day, Cleland Farrell will come up with something new to counter off of what Mitch had done right the day before. So, you know, talks about how it's a never-ending process. And look, that's the nature of having good players. When you have good players, you have great competition, and great competition raises everybody's games. And so I think you heard a little of that from ACC Media Days today. I want to get back into the discussion from Dabo Swinney's golf outing, though, because I think it's a different type of setting, and I think we get more in-depth kinds of answers from coaches. And I want to talk more about that today. I also want to get to one question from every ACC for every ACC team. One key question. And then there's this, Ramona. I tweeted two things. One, and I'm sort of astonished at this. You know, they had that hideous ESPY thing. ESPN did. The four-letter network held their hideous ESPY event.
Yeah, is that time of year again?
Yeah, And they actually tweeted a short video of Danica Patrick cracking jokes on stage, and they, I guess they thought this was like a highlight. It was an unmitigated disaster. It was just absolutely awful. She was talking about LeBron James. She read some hair plug joke from about LA And this is what I wrote. I wrote, in response to it, I couldn't help myself. I thought it was relatively harmless. I wrote, nothing says entertainment like non-funny people reading jokes they didn't write, period. And then I wrote, smooth, period. That's it. Nothing says entertainment like non-funny people reading jokes they didn't write, period, smooth, period.
Yeah.
Since last night, 653 people have liked that tweet. I need to attack the four-letter network more often. I mean, I just astonished. Like, every time I look at my page, I mean, I'm seeing people, like, from all over the world retweeting this. You know, it's like, so apparently there are a lot of people who hate the four-letter network.
Apparently.
I'm not surprised at that, really. So just from a strategy standpoint, hatred of the four-letter network is a good thing. So I plan on doing more of that.
It's so easy for you.
I plan on doing more of that in the future. No, Jamie, I'm not going to say they're call letters. I'm not, because I think it's honestly, I think it's just a crappy organization now. I mean, I think they're fading. I mean, I think they're disappearing. I wonder how long. We talk about how long football's going to be there. Let's see how long they're here. And then this, Ramona, you know, I saw where Cam Akers, a small, compact, thick running back, squatted 585 pounds. That's impressive. I think it helps to have his frame, but it's impressive. So I tweeted this. I wrote, I get that Cam Akers squats 585 pounds. The issue is that his offensive line squats 85 pounds.
No, oh, that's like mean.
But it's true. And you know, it's funny because none of the Florida State people have even come back on that. None of them. The Clemson people love it, but none of the Florida State people
said, hey, stop that.
And I posted a little warning to it, too, I get what you really are, so don't come back to me and tell me that that Alec Eberle squatted 10,000 pounds. I don't care. I don't care. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Yeah, look, Texas says, but by the end, it was great because Jim Kelly's speech was awesome. Well, look, we have great respect for Jim Kelly and everything he's been through. That doesn't mean I respect that event. I just don't. I think it's terribly theatrical, contrived, just disgusting.
It's like Hollywood.
Right, and I think their recent decisions have made it even more disgusting. It's better this year. Obviously, we have incredible respect for Jim Kelly. In fact, we've had Jim Kelly on the show and interviewed Jim, and his heroism throughout his long trial with throat cancer is a model for all of us to admire. There's no question about that. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627, and you can get in. Yeah, let me get to Looper first on the Northland Communication phone lines. Looper, what's going on?
I was trying to find, there was a quarterback last night. I know his name was Davis something or another, Alan Davis, I can't remember. He was from St. Augustine, Florida. He was going to make his commitment between Kentucky, Penn State, Oklahoma, and Clemson. Then he pushed it off 30 minutes, and the show went off at 9 o'clock, so I ain't never found out what. Did he make his decision or not?
You know, I actually forgot about it, and I was following that, too. And you're right. I was just involved in so many other things. I don't know. I'll check that for you in a minute.
I seen when Paul Johnson said he ain't never done nothing since 85. It's always been the same. And Clemson wasn't invincible, but sure, well, they're invincible. We're invincible to them.
Say it again?
He tried to. Old Paul Johnson, you know, with his high school offense runs down there. He was trying to say Clemson ain't invincible.
Hey, they're all high school offenses, Looper. I got news for you. They're all high school offenses.
I ain't never had nothing for him. He's just the same old thing over and over.
Hey, look, he has the best record. Look, he has the best record against Clemson of any coach in the league.
Yeah, well, he made a little point about 5-6, but he didn't realize he was 2-6 and 1-5 against Venable. So he ain't got steeled, you know, to bounce around.
Here's the thing. Nobody's beating Clemson right now. I think that's the biggest. Look, that guy praises Clemson every chance he gets. He's talked about how great they are and how they're the face of the league and all this stuff. So,
When I seen old Martin Rick, he had to say something about our slide.
Yeah, I mean, that's a cheap shot. That's what the focus ought to be. That's the cheap shot. I mean, clearly it's filled with innuendo and inference and it's uncalled for. It's totally uncalled for. And yet, even today, I mean, when I heard Dabo Swinney earlier, he said something complimentary of Mark Rick. I didn't even hear him address that issue.
You hear old Fernario down there, the cookie man up right in North Carolina, boy. I have to agree with him on some of that part. You know, I mean, like you've been saying, 10 years from now, football might be a whole lot different. You know, here they got rules, you know, you can try to catch a ball.
Yeah, look, here's the thing with Fedora. There's some of what he said that has some truth to it, a germ of truth to it.
Oh, yeah.
But the problem is he got it so twisted up that people are automatically piling on him, and whatever reality there was in his message has been trampled upon because he couldn't get it out cleanly.
Nah, he kind of jumped around there. Yeah. He's feeling the pressure, that dead man walking. But it doesn't make sense. My Lord, look at, they played back when they didn't have helmets and it where you hear all this going on. Well, and Mr. Monkey Chalk up down there, you know, up on your SEC commitment network, we'll see what you're gonna do this year and take it off there.
All right, Looper. People asking about what Mark Rick said. He was asked about the Clemson defensive line. And he said, I thought all those guys left. And then he said, must have been the slide as to why they came back. It was a shot. I mean, it was a shot. And again, Mark Rick should just shut up. I mean, get your program better. Quite honestly, your program has a long history of bad news. Hooker yachts. I mean, get your house in order. You know, get Miami back to the point that you matter, because you don't matter now. Miami's the biggest fraud in the whole country right now. And this notion of Miami being back that I keep hearing people talk about is just stupid. They're not back at all. They lost to Pittsburgh at the end of the year. They lost 3 straight games at the end of the year. All they were all year was lucky. Every game they won was seemingly like a miracle. They sold that little turnover chain gimmick. But let me tell you something. The great defensive tackles that used to be the hallmark of the Miami program, which are now a hallmark of the Clemson program, that's where Miami lost their way. They don't have those players anymore. They just don't. And they're not going to magically appear because Mark Rick is there. Now, look, maybe long-term Miami's recruiting will get better. We'll see. But that's what they need to find again. And they don't have it right now. I can tell you that. So this notion of Miami as like some sure thing and now the rise of Miami. There's no rise of Miami. I mean, the biggest joke total of all is Miami at 10 from Vegas. It's not happening. It's not happening. Miami is, I don't think they're any good at all. I mean, and my concern from a Miami standpoint right now, Texas said Miami just signed the best class in a decade. Bull crap. You know, they signed offensive guys. It doesn't change who they are. They need to change the face of their defensive line. Wake me when they put guys on the football field. You know, Mark Rick recruited guys at Georgia forever. Could never win a big game. Wake me when it matters. Wake me when it matters. Because I don't believe in that program. I don't believe in Mark Rick. I don't believe in a single friggin' thing about that school. Nothing. Nothing. And if Miami ever does make it to an ACC title game again, Clemson will be there to slap them back into reality. And then Mark Rick can take his little shots all over again. Here's an idea, dude. Just get better. Get better. Don't make excuses. When you get punished, own up to it. And by the way, you got a lot of punishment at the end of the year.
Pittsburgh with freshman quarterback Kenny Pickett punished you. Clemson punished you. Wisconsin punished you. And your punishment's not over because you're going to lose to LSU in the opener. Here's a newsflash. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Quick break. I'll be back.
Hey, Tiger fans, 2018 Clemson football single-game tickets are currently available.
Going left side looking for Higgins in the end zone. Ball batted up in there. Higgins comes down with a touchdown.
Visit ClemsonTigers.com to purchase your tickets to see the Tigers in Memorial Stadium this fall. You can also visit ClemsonTigers.com for a list of game day designations to help plan out your visit to Clemson. Be sure and purchase your tickets today before they are gone. It's Clemson Tiger football. We'll see you in Death Valley.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Mickey Pollard here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know carpet plays a huge role in the health of your home? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you clean it regularly. Get three rooms for only $129 when you mention my name, Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must text now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Just text Red to 474747 to participate in our free nationwide trial. Text Red to 474747 and be one of the thousands to proudly say, I take Red. Text RED to 474747.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Well, it started out on a dirty road.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage, we're WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Hey, everyone, listen to this. Ken writes, every year the past 3 years, you pick Miami to on the win total to go under the number, and past 3 years, they've gone over the Vegas number. No offense, Ken, but that's just made up. That's just fantasy. I didn't pick Miami at all last year. They weren't a pick on the total number at all, and I don't think I gave out total numbers the year before that. So, I mean, there's not a word of truth in that. I mean, you can't just make stuff up and say I said it. I picked Miami last year to go over the total, and that was one of the two I had wrong, and that was Miami of Ohio. So, I'm sorry. There's just none of that. That's none of what you just wrote is true. People just make stuff up. I mean, and every pick we give out is documented twice. Documented twice. He says, I follow Miami recruiting closely. I can tell you this was the best class they signed in a decade. No, we don't know that. We'll find that out when they play. We'll find that out when they play. They've won 8 and 9 and then 10. That's true. Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see what you do this year. To me, you lost your last three games. You're on a three-game losing streak. I think all that phony momentum is gone. The real strength of the team was Kuligowski, the defensive line coach. He left for Alabama. That was a great hire, but now he's gone. He left for a better job. And you lost three of your starting four defensive linemen. And I think that's where the truth is about Miami. And that's where the problem is. You have experience at the linebacker level. You return a lot of guys. But the question is, and it's still the same question at Miami. It's been the question at Miami for years and years now, is where have all the great defensive linemen gone? Your best defensive lineman last year was R.J. McIntosh. R.J. McIntosh was picked either late third round or fourth round, whatever it was. He was your best defensive lineman. Best defensive lineman. So, we'll see. Now the past decade, Miami football has been mismanaged. Should just listen to Shockey. I don't know what any of that means. I'm not sure. You have to try that one in English. Sorry, I don't know what any of that means. I imagine your phone is misrepresenting your thoughts. So give it to me again. I don't know what you're even saying. So let's try that one more time. Let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines. Matt, what's going on?
Hey, Walt.
Hey, Matt.
I got a few things that I need to get off my chest. Mark Richt and Dave Dorn, a bunch of crybabies. I mean, they lost to Clemson. Get over it. Like you said, get better. I mean, the guy at NC State, I guess that's Dave Dorn, he's always, like, making excuses and all this other stuff. It's the kicker, it's the refs, it's a laptop. Now Rick's doing the same thing. It's just get over it.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Right, I mean, and stop, you know, with the innuendo and such. Either run your mouth or just shut up. And the answer is shut up. Get better. Get your program better. Get your program to the point you can compete. Look, Miami was the biggest fraud in college football last year. Listen, I said this all year long. All year long. And people kept saying, oh, well they're 6-0 or they're whatever they were. They're 7-1. And it just kept going. And at the end of the year, I said, you know what? You people can believe whatever you want. They're going to lose their last three games. I predicted the Pittsburgh loss to Kenny Pickett. I predicted the Clemson loss, which everybody predicted. And I knew Wisconsin would kill them, too. And to me, that's who they are. They're a team that's not ready for prime time. They're not going to be ready for prime time. And I don't think they're going to be any better this year. I actually think they're going to be worse, and I don't think they're going to get all that luck. All that luck that went Miami's way last year, you know, the whole turnover chain thing, which worked. It was a gimmick, but it worked. You know, Manny Diaz, that whole bunch. I don't think they're going to get that same pull from that gimmick. I don't think they're going to get all those bounces of the football they got last year. I don't think Miami's moving forward. I think they're moving backwards this year.
Well, what people should talk about is the other private university that's actually doing a good job and keeping their mouth shut is Wake Forest. I mean, how long is it going to be until that guy gets a bigger job?
You know, it's funny. I mean, it's funny you mention that because I saw a tweet earlier today
And it was quoting Dave Clawson, and Dave Clawson was talking about how grateful he is to be at Wake Forest, and it's the greatest thing ever. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, until the end of this year when you're somewhere else. Because I honestly, I think this is another example of people being asleep at the wheel nationally in these coaching searches, because I would already have jumped on that guy. I think you're already late to the party. Clawson can flat out coach. And if I was one of these bigger schools and I'm looking to change the direction of my program, you know, if things don't work out at an LSU or something like that, this Dave Clawson can flat out coach. And he is a star in the making and on the rise. And I'm sure he is appreciative of the opportunity that Wake Forest gave him. But he's about to outgrow that. And if he has the type of year that I think he will off of what he did last year, I can't imagine him coming back to Wake Forest for another year. I think someone's going to come and get him.
With them, I saw a lot of their games last year. I think you could see a difference in play, especially on defense. They were more fundamentally sound and had energy that I've never really seen from them. And especially at the linebacker and defensive end position. I think they've had a few guys get in the NFL recently.
Well, they have. But look, I think their defense still, you know, is an area that's they're constantly going to fight to upgrade, because, you know, you're not going to get blue chip defensive players to come to Wake Forest. But you had a couple guys there last year, and that's going to be the question. Can they replace guys like that? Like, they lost Jesse Bates, and Bates was the best player on that defense. And as such, even with the injuries he had, he was a second-round draft pick. I think he went like 54 or something. And there were teams that were looking at him earlier. So, you know, they'll have to replace him. But I think they're going to be very good offensively. And I think Clawson is going to get that team to a bowl game again. And then I wonder whether someone will come calling for him.
I had one last question. I'll run if I can. I think it might be time for Duke to find another head coach next year. I was seeing if you had the same opinion.
Why? Now Matt's gone, and we don't really know why. No, I don't think so. I mean, look, David Cutcliffe has experienced some issues recently, but, you know, he's the best thing to happen to Duke football probably since Spurrier. I mean, look, he's a classy guy. He can coach. You have to have an offensive-minded guy at Duke. You're never going to win with a defensive-minded guy there, because you simply don't have enough overall talent. Although he likes his defenses here. You know, look, the one thing about all these media days, you listen to all these coaches, every one of them seems to think they're going 12-0. You know, they all think that, you know, they don't have any issues. Well, and Cutcliffe was the same way. I heard him the other day, interviewed somewhere else, and he was the same way. I mean, but in terms of what he's done, now look, he's had some advantages that have come his way. And you know, the crossover division opponents have favored Duke every year. It's constantly an advantage for them and has been, but that's sort of going away now. And as such, I think they've lost that advantage. And when you're talking about a division that's going to be decided by a game, you know, that matters. It matters who you play on the other side. You know, it matters if a Miami, for example, despite my criticism of Miami, if a Miami has to play Clemson and Florida State in the same year, and Georgia Tech is playing Clemson every year, and meanwhile, you know, Duke is playing garbage teams, well, that's going to make the difference in who wins and loses the league. It's just that simple. Virginia Tech has benefited from that advantage before as well. But listen, Cutcliffe and Duke, I mean, they won a division. And, you know, I don't know how many coaches are going to go to Duke and win a division. That's what I'm talking about. You know, the truth about the Coastal, which everybody believes is balanced and even and anyone can win. The truth is only two teams win, Virginia Tech and Georgia Tech. Last decade, those two teams have won seven times. There have been three
outliers who have each won once. Duke, North Carolina, and Miami. That's it. So the truth about the balance of the Coastal is really a falsehood. It's not balanced. The same two teams tend to win it every year, and you've had those three outliers who have won it once each. But look, I think Duke will take Cutcliffe for as long as Cutcliffe is willing to coach. I don't think he's going anywhere. And I actually think that Duke has a chance to be better this year. I want to get into that a little bit later on. I'll tell you what I think their concern is and why they may have a chance to get a little better. Before we do any of that, though, let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's the new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing is available. It's located on Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson. There's only one lake. Your opportunities are running out. This piece of land is heaven sent. It's absolutely incredible. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a unique concept that blends the ownership of condominium, the amenities of a resort, the ability for owners to generate income through a professionally managed short-term rental program, 118 residences, a mix of studio, two-bedroom, three-bedroom condos. The resort will include a lobby bar with food service, a pool and hot tub, walking baths, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's even going to be a small-scale football field for families to enjoy, an expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge will also have modified hotel services such as housekeeping and maintenance so owners can enjoy their time at their lake homes without the hassles and upkeep of owning a home. But Lakeside Lodge is more than just a development in Clemson. It's a place for Clemson Nation to gather. Condo owners will have the option of renting out their residence while they're not using it or renting out a portion and living in the rest. Go see my friend Taj Boyd, Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. He's in the new sales office, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. Do it quickly. You're running out of time.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP, Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise